It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Halsey's Rolling Stone cover brought out the haters as the singer shows off her natural beauty for the magazine's annual hot issue. Halsey is wearing minimal makeup, dainty gold earrings, and a simple white tank top. Her signature pixie cut is a few inches longer and is curly. It's super cute. But what really sent fans into a frenzy was Halsey's full display of armpit stubble. And although the singer is biracial, her father is African-American and her mother is Italian, Hungarian, and Irish, many people also pointed out Halsey's seemingly darker skin tone. One Instagram user wrote, "Cultural appropriation at its best." Another wrote, "Thought you were a millionaire, just buy some wax." Demi Lovato defended Halsey, writing, "There's so much yes about this picture, I don't know where to start," with the raise hands emoji. And Zara Larsson took to Twitter to share her praise. "I love the fact that they didn't edit the armpits like most magazines would do. Women are not little babies who don't have body hair. Stunning cover."
I get that we all have body hair, but like, listen, if it was a guy, you wouldn't be like, "You know that Joe guy? I'm so glad they kept all that back hair in there. It's just, he's not a boy, he's a man."
We're talking about armpit hair.
I get it.
If it was a boy on the cover and they had armpit hair, we would not do anything. If there was a man on the cover of a magazine, he had his hands raised above his head and he had armpit hair, it would not even be a topic of discussion. That is the whole point of this.
I just don't understand. If you're getting on a magazine, why would you just not shave your pits? That's me.
Because she doesn't want to. Who cares? The fact that women are expected to and men aren't, that's the whole point of it.
Listen, I think guys should shave their pits too. Armpit hair's gross. It is great. Nobody who loves armpit hair, man or woman, you're a little bit weird if you're like, "Man, you know what? That guy, I love his armpit hair." Forget the double standard, Liv. Like, I'd rather have a dude or a girl shave their armpits or wax it, whatever easier.
Okay.
Well, now we know that Liv the Web Girl's into armpit hair. Noted.
Yep. Beth Chapman from reality series Dog the Bounty Hunter is in a medically induced coma at a hospital in Hawaii, and her husband, Dwayne Dog Chapman, is asking people to pray for her. Beth was hospitalized this weekend because of another breathing issue. Sources say a 911 call came in Saturday morning from Beth in Dog's house in Honolulu, which was reportedly as a choking emergency. We're told Beth was rushed to a nearby hospital and has been there ever since. Family sources tell us the choking was in relation to Beth having breathing trouble from her throat cancer. They also say Beth is still in a coma at the moment. Beth has struggled with cancer for years. She was cancer-free for a while, but last November, her throat cancer returned and she underwent aggressive chemo. Roseanne Barr is hitting the road with her friend and fellow comedian Andrew Dice Clay. Clay says Mr. and Mrs. America tour was inspired by the national obsession with political discourse and the alleged policing of comedians' language. So Clay told Fox News, "When people ask about what she said, I say she's a comic. We got to stop policing comedians. This is America." ABC canceled Roseanne's reboot show in May 2018 following her controversial tweet comparing President Barack Obama, advisor Valerie Jarrett, to both the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. Barr had blamed her remark on the sedative Ambien. ABC produced to launch a spinoff, which ultimately killed off Barr's character from the original series. So Dice Clay says, "America really needs to lighten up and not worry about the words comedians use because it's all we have. There's clean stuff, there's street stuff. I'm a street guy because I tell it like it is. I'm living it more now than I have for a really long time. My shows have been longer, my material is fresher. With these shows, I can do as long as I want because it's one show a night." So look out for that. George Lopez doesn't mind including President Trump's son, Barron, when criticizing the president's immigration policies. On Saturday, the comedian posted on Instagram calling out the president for being so harsh on immigrant children, while his own offspring have immigrant mothers themselves. In the post, Don Jr., Ivanka, Eric, and 13-year-old Barron are referred to as an anchor baby, meaning a kid born by a non-citizen mother in a country that offers birthright citizenship. So he's saying that, you know what, he doesn't care. It's free game.
I disagree just in general. I think anybody's kids, whether you're political or not, I think they're not fair game. Like, they didn't ask to be in the spotlight. Just in general. Even, like, if I had kids, leave my kids out of it.
Yeah,
you think they should be allowed in there?
I mean, I think it serves a good point. I think there's lines you shouldn't cross with children. Absolutely.
So is this a line that he should be able to cross?
I think just pointing out the fact that, you know, his son does have an immigrant mother, I think is a fair, fine point.
Interesting.
That's not crossing the line. I also do think, too, you know, people will go at Kris Jenner, you know, in comparison. People will go at Kris Jenner, and they'll also go at all of her kids because her kids, in some light, did pick the limelight.
That's yeah.
Just like Ivanka.
They're totally
and
different.
His kid, you know, they're
but those
all involved.
Kids you're talking about, the Kardashians, actually came into it and they kind of want to be celebrities. Like a presidential kid.
Well, same with
not
Ivanka Trump. They want to be included in that. But that is the garbage.
All right. Thank you so much. Live the web, girl.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.